This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Little Richard. Rosetta Tharpe. Nothing from nothing, nothing. Billy Preston. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Legendary musicians, sadly all no longer with us. But their legacies are being celebrated at a show in Beverly during Pride Month called Shout Out, a tribute to gays and gospel music. If you're thinking like, wait, what? Don't worry, we're gonna get into that. The creator of this show is Lucy Smith. She's a singer, a songwriter, a band leader, jazz and gospel lover, so much more. And the origin story of how she decided to create this event is just delightful.
The main reason I was able to meld everything that I am in this show is because the Chicago Park District has an arts division that's called Night Out in the Parks. And they actually put out an RFP last year, and I think it was even before last year, that has a subcategory that's called Queering the Parks. So I saw that and I was like, what? I'm just being real.
Wait, so what are we doing?
And I was really, you know, yeah. I think that, you know, Lori Lightfoot may have had something to do with okay. that. I don't know. But, you know, thank you, whoever. Because I just saw that and I was just floored.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, OK, this is everything that I am. I love gospel music. Yes, I'm a jazzer by trade. But here's an opportunity to bring all of this stuff together. And I responded and they responded. We had four shows in the parks last year and now we're being asked to take this show to other places. And it's so wonderfully exciting.
Wow. If you end up attending Shout Out in Beverly this Sunday, you'll hear a voice that may be familiar to you. Chicago journalist and media personality Cheryl Corley is the narrator.
I call myself the DJ of the event.
Okay. Yes.
Where you sort of introduce the songs, you tell the history, a little bit about the songs, but also about the performers of the songs.
Lucy and Cheryl go way back to their time at Bradley University in Peoria, Illinois.
We're both speech team people.
And speech team.
Yeah, the Bradley University speech team.
Okay.
Award-winning Bradley University.
Okay. Dominating and award-winning.
Yes, the superior.
Today I'm going to talk to Lucy and Cheryl about a few of the gays in gospel music they're going to be celebrating during the show. We'll talk about how those performers navigated being both queer and Black in the 20th century, including Little Richard, who both accepted and later denounced homosexuality in interviews later in his life. I started by asking Cheryl what it means to celebrate musicians the way they are with Shout Out. First up, Chicago's own Reverend James Cleveland.
He's the king of gospel music.
Yes, he was the king of gospel. Cheryl, can you tell me a little bit about him?
Very prolific songwriter.
Can I get a witness here?
Founder of the gospel music workshop in America.
They kept on talking. You know how you can talk.
James Cleveland was really responsible for the burgeoning of gospel choir, you know, and really writing arrangements and making money from those arrangements. Mm-hmm. And then that being spread out.
All my bills are way past due. Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Cheryl, can you tell me about Sister Rosetta Tharpe and her work and her legacy?
Big guitar player.
Yeah.
You know.
They said she played like a man. Was that the thing people would say about her?
Oh, you mean that men tried to play like her?
Oh. Correct the record.
Okay.
Correct the record. Yes. People tried to play like Sister Rosetta.
Yes.
Just a musical legend of both gospel and rock and roll.
The original soul sister, the godmother of rock and roll.
Godmother of rock and roll. But right. The interesting thing about her is that, another interesting thing about her is that, you know, a lot of her music was made at Roberts Temple Church of God in Christ.
Down on
40th
Street. Even so, the secular music that she recorded?
Not the secular, okay, yeah. But, you know, so she was performing, you know, in Chicago, yeah, and at that church.
Wow.
She was a virtuoso.
She was a virtuoso, and then she went on to tour throughout the country.
World.
Throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
She toured with Marie Knight, and they performed together and had a partnership in music and more by most accounts. Yeah, she was just a bad mamma jamma, as they say.
Yes. Yeah.
This train is a clean train. Everybody ride it in Jesus' name. This train is a clean train. This train.
I want to talk about the king and queen of rock and roll, Little Richard, the icon, the legend. It is an experience to even listen to him and listen to his music. It's an experience even more to watch him perform. Lucy, you're going to be paying tribute to Little Richard. You're going to be playing some of his music. What are some of your favorite details about the legacy that he has left on our culture and American music?
He's an inspiration because he was making music for like 7 decades. I'm inspired by his work, but I'm also fortunate to live in an era where I don't think that I necessarily have to experience the emotional roller coaster of being queer. Mm. And trying to make multi-genred music,
yes.
You know? The song that recorded is an amazing old spiritual, I Want Jesus to Walk With Me.
Mm.
And he became an ordained minister, you know, because there was a point in his life where it's like, okay, I grew up this way, I embraced this faith, but you know, everybody's telling me I can't be me. I can't be Mr. Crazy Flamboyant and still be a man of God,
mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know if that was ever resolved. I watched some of the stuff, some of the interviews at the end, and I don't know what to do with that. I'm
yes.
just going to be real. I don't know what to do with it. We can see not all of him, but a lot of him, you know? But man, I can't help but interpret that because he appeared. And there was no way he could not appear who he was. I mean, I think he may have tried, but there was just no way that he could not be, you know, the epitome of what we think a queer man is.
Exactly.
Right?
And in his interviews, you know? That was from Jump, right? That
yes.
was from early on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love it. You know, mm-hmm. I embrace it. But it's just wonderful to hear that he was able to do all of this stuff and then produce these just soul searching and soul stirring, mm-hmm. Religious music. So you got bop, bop, loo, bop, you know, on one end,
yeah.
right? And then just the beautiful, you know, I want Jesus, serious, you know, gospel ballad to walk with me.
Yeah.
You know?
I want Jesus to walk with me.
He was flamboyant and conflicted. But you asked about his legacy, and I think that because of who he was and because he was so out there, that he influenced a lot of musicians who have followed.
Yes.
And you see it in, you know, all kinds of ways and all kinds of musical acts. And you can go, oh, you know, it all started with that guy.
Yes, correct.
You know?
I mean, it really permeates.
Yeah.
You know? And
I think so.
When he passed away, I remember just kind of going back through footage and interviews and so much and just seeing the influences, right, between him and Prince, right? Him
mm-hmm.
and, you know, so many different people across genres.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know that Little Richard
as you both mentioned, was vocal sometimes, you know, about his sexuality. He was out. He struggled. He talked about his sexuality evolving over time. I wonder if Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Reverend Cleveland were as open and vocal.
My short answer was going to be no.
Okay.
So, but go ahead, Cheryl. I'm sorry.
No. No what?
Were they open about talking about their sexuality?
No. Okay. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Well, we know that they weren't. You know,
you talked about Sister Rosetta Tharpe's presumed relationship mm-hmm. with the person she was on tour with, Marie Knight. Yeah. Can you talk about that?
All we know really is that they did tour together. There was an assumption that they, you know, were partners in that sense, romantic partners as well as musical partners. Mm-hmm. They separated and went on about their ways, but maintained a relationship throughout their lives. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much what we know.
Yeah.
And
and we also know Sister Rosetta Tharpe was married to men a few times as
yes,
well.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. So I think she was along the spectrum, right?
Yeah, she
I mean,
was
people
just most of us
yes,
are.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
You know, we have the very straight, the very queer, and in the middle, and whatever you want to be, you
yes.
know? And they were a little bit of all of that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Reverend Cleveland, I read somewhere that it was commonly understood mm-hmm. that that he was a closeted queer man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
And it was my understanding that the Gospel Workshops of America, that was a space where people could breathe, you know, and where it was okay to be every, you know, most of what you were, or maybe everything that you were. In relation to and be musicians mm-hmm. And make music and feel okay about being both, you know, Christian or faithful and queer at mm-hmm. the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and what's also interesting, too, you know, I quote a line from a New York Times article that I read while yeah. doing the research for this. And it just talked about church and gospel musicians and kind of like the reason why we're doing this show during Pride Month is the musicians who were kind of marginalized in church, mm-hmm. but their music was celebrated. So, you know, here we want to celebrate their music and also them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Bring the person back to the fore. Yeah. Yeah. And honor them. Lucy, I'd love to hear you talk about that specifically as you're planning this event, as you're talking about it with people. I mean, what are you hearing? Is it what? You know? Yeah. What has your experience been with this so far?
Yeah. It kind of covers the spectrum. For the most part, people, you know, they'll see the flyer and they're like, you know, what are you telling me? You know, my, you know, they'll see a picture of James Cleveland. They're like, what? You know, and, you know, because of this project and because of our amazing publicist, I've had an opportunity to talk to folks. And, you know, I'm saying stuff that I didn't know that I would ever say. You know, it's like, you know, by golly, this, shut up, Cheryl.
By golly.
You know, I get to say, man, if I had known that Billy Preston, who, you know, when I was in my teen years and singing, will he go round in circles, you know, all of that stuff, if I had known that he was gay, oh my goodness, my life would have been so different, you know? And I don't know completely how, but, you know, it's just like when I was young and we would see the four TV shows that had black people on it, right? And this show is an opportunity to let people know, you know, about everything, that, not everything, but kind of the totality of their work and how I think even, you know, where they were in their comfortability, you know, infused and informed their music,
yeah.
right? So, anyway.
Well, and also, it's Pride Month. So, you know, you talk about these folks, right?
Yeah.
It's just like if you're going to talk during Black History Month about African-Americans who have had some impact, then you do the same during a month that's supposed to be a celebration of the LGBTQ community.
that, have you seen, I don't know, when I'm on social on Juneteenth, there's always these memes going around where it's like, if you're queer and black on Juneteenth, like, you're just the most proud person to be today because it's Pride Month and it's Juneteenth.
Well, you know, yeah. That's interesting you say that, because that's then also what you were talking about the change that has happened.
Wow.
In the, you know, I didn't know that.
Me either. You know.
Yeah.
I got to get more on social media and check these things out.
It's just a great juxtaposition, you know? It's just like, you know, if you got some marginalized identities, and those are two of them, here you are, you know, stand out and be black and be queer and be proud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right on.
Special request for Lucy to, if you don't mind, maybe sing a bar or a few bars from one of the songs that we might hear at the event.
Actually, I'll sing. I have an original tune inside the show, and it follows Billy Preston's original song called "That's the Way God Planned It." Mm. And when Billy Preston, often when he would perform the song live, his chorus would be, "That's the way God planned me. That's the way God planned me, that's the way God wants me to be." And so I follow that song with an original that's pretty much me in percussion, and then the band comes in. But the chorus, and I ask people to sing with me, is, "God made me as I am. God made me as I am. God takes me as I am. God takes me as I am. God takes me."
Mm. Wow, thank you. That was really beautiful. Lucy Smith is a songbird, beautiful singer, songwriter, band leader. Lucy, thank you.
Thank you, Erin. It was an honor to talk to you.
Cheryl Corley, Chicago journalist, media personality, also songbird. Cheryl, thank you.
Quite welcome. Thank you.
Shout out, a tribute to gays and gospel music, is at the Beverly Arts Center on Sunday, June 9th at 3 p.m. You can find more info at the link in the show notes of this episode. And that's it for today. Justin Bull, Sarah Stark, and I produce The Rundown. Ariel Van Cleve is our editor and executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. If you love the show, write us a little review. Give us a 5-star rating. It helps more people find the show. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. To all.